We never go to yesterday. It's useless. We know that you could change tomorrow. How? Learn from it. The stuff they fed you to become nahas, to become bad, to become worry stuff, you could change it by learning the opposites. Yes?
For the purpose that fear of the left-hand side may bring to birth in you the delight of the men are led to hope for the right-hand side.
So the he didn't really mean it to be understood a lot, because he's playing with something that next time you come here you will get it a little bit better. This is Arabic, it's not in Persian. He plays with the Arabic word here with the Zatul Yamal or Zatul Junub, which is a little bit complicated. But he insists upon something that we talked about. If you remember before, we talked about a silly hunter. The bird was flying in the sky and silly hunter was following the shadow on the earth. Remember? Over there, about flying, he said, don't forget, you cannot fly with one wing. One is science, the other one is hikmat we are talking about. You have to have both of them. Here he goes back to that and the surprise, yes?
So that you may have two wings, for the bird that has one wing is unable to fly, O excellent. Either let me not come to speech, or give me leave to tell to the end.
Means what? Translation, please. We see the difference here? Suddenly, he said, remember, I was talking about the necessity of two wings. Because with one wing, no fly. Suddenly he stops and says, oh my God, now what? What should I say? How could I say it? Let me stop here or tell me what to do. Means what? Means for you people to pay 100% attention, or as for you, North Americans, 110%, which I don't understand what it is. Pay 100% attention, because he arrived to a point, this is why I left it last time. He arrived to a point, let me say, now what? Let me stop? Or help me, what should I say? How could I explain it better than this? Listen carefully, yes?
But if you will neither this nor that, it is yours to command. How should anyone know what you intend?
Mm-hmm. Means, pay attention. Here he's saying a story. We are in the story of Luqman, and we are going to hear the rest of the jealousy of the people, blah, 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 right? Suddenly, he started to go from branch to branch to talk about a general idea. Do you remember last time? Do you remember what was the general idea last time? There was one word which was repeated in a couple of verses, going on and on and on and on, and it was mahabbat. Yeah. And he said, the Mahabad is a magical stuff that will do this, it's a magical stuff that will do that, on and on and on. Then he said, by all of this we mean that improvement in your soul, and this cannot come from the knowledge only. He said, knowledge, intelligence will give birth, but not to a complete one. The the thing that the outcome of knowledge is only half of it. It's not all of it. The other stuff should be available. What was the other stuff? Was looking further. Knowledge was looking for the outcome, a technique, a mechanism to do something, and the outcome. But we were talking not about this, but looking at the end, which is the beginning, which is the goal to us. He said, that one is what we want, but wait a minute, we need that one and this one. We need both of them. Like becoming tired of always saying, let go of this, add to that one. I said, by this, I don't mean get rid of that one, but we need both of them. Your brain is fed, is a grown up, but your heart is a baby. So attend to that one. Then he will stop and say, oh my God, now what should I do? Let me finish it here, or help me, or whatever you like, because who knows what you like. Means what? This is the thing that you have to have it in your ear for good, right? When he stopped, he begged the God to help me how to say it, or whatever. What did he say? He said, nobody knows where you are leading to. Means what? Means you are not supposed to know. Don't think that this is the method that then you know that where the universe is going, you run with it. The end? Who knows? We are not talking about when we think about, when we say, look at the future, we don't mean understand the end. We mean just look at the future. One step further out of you. Because we are talking about a process. This process is the process that Abraham went through, right? How? Let's listen. Yes?
One needs to have the spirit of Abraham to see in the fire paradise and its palaces by the light, and mount step by step above the moon and the sun, lest he remain like the door ring fastened on the door. And like the friend, pass beyond the seventh heaven, saying, I love not them that set.
Okay, here a little bit cheating is over there. Because this word friend is not friend, it's Khalil. Of course Khalil means friend, but with Khalil, we mean more than that, right? We mean Abraham, we mean the father of the prophets, we mean the real messenger, we mean the guy who gave us the opening of the path, remember? Do you remember Abraham? Or you forgot about it? Abraham was a guy that if he was like me and you, would be the worst, could be the worst person walking on the earth and claiming innocence because, yes, he had nothing to do with it, right? He was born in a house of an idol maker. He was trained to be idol maker, and he was the best idol maker, you see? But he was saved. How? With one simple stuff. But not simple stuff magically, it's not like that. It's the simple stuff, step by step. What was that simple stuff? I don't like the one who will fall down. That's it. Hesitating the ofool, hesitating of this sinking. What did he mean by that? Look around you. Mainly you will see a lot of people, they sank, completely submerged in self. Yeah. This self is very small, but it's big enough I could drown in it. And a lot of people will drown in it. How? Step by step. No one really one day thinks that, okay, now I better find a big machine gun and go and kill a few people. No, we'll start with that. The first thing I'll decide that, tonight I will throw a stone to that window. It starts with that. Then, step by step, I drown in it, right? This is selfishness. It's not always killing. I talked about the killing as an exaggerated example. But step by step you become selfish. Because the self is working here. What about the other one? Oh, the other one is not moving. He doesn't like it. Do you remember the Arab? He didn't like it. But he will do nothing. The woman was doing something at least. The man was doing nothing. That's why everything started to turn around and become good when he realized that he has to come out. The heart has to come out. The ego is out. The ego should go in, should become a little one. To go inside and organize, but only organize what is in me. My relationship outside, it's not up to him. Because he will mix this with dealing with the goldsmith. The confusion will be there. So he will say, you know what? This is how it goes. You need the juice, because in Persian language, jan could be used as a juice. When we say jan matlab begu, means give me the essence of your speech. Here he will say, you need jan Ibrahim. You need that juice, which will enlighten you, then you could see that beautiful garden in the fire. Did he do it? Do we say Abraham was a magician, when they put the fire, he came here and said, abracadabra, and fire went away? It's not like that. They forced him to go to the fire, and he accepted to go to fire, to burn, to die. When he went in, something happened. Why? Because he went in. Yeah. That going in opened his eyes and he saw what the garden is in the fire. How he did it? He learned it step by step. When he started to say, Ana la uhibbul afili. Because, remember, you are living in this existence like a coin has two sides. One side is this, the real existence, the body, the shape, the form. This one is the one that fools you, not to get the other one. Yes?
This bodily world is deceptive, save to him that has escaped from lust.
Means, look at this bodily world. What is this bodily world of you? This body is an animal, and it has appetite, right? When you lose that appetite, you will transform, and you will not be cheated by the physical existence. Yes?